Menachas Tefillin.
The Gemara brings down a Menachas as somebody who's Menach Tefillin, Merachal Yom Shnoisav. And that's in Tefillin, there's a Tefillin Shiyan and Tefillin Sharesh, the two mitzvahs by Tefillin, the Tefillin Shiyan and Tefillin Sharesh. But the money mitzvahs, when they count the minyan mitzvahs, when it comes to Tefillin, they count separate mitzvahs. Rabbi Sefer mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah Shiyan and Tefillin Sharesh. And that's it's two Zendura mitzvahs. So the Mechavah starts off saying, after somebody wears the talis, in the tefillin, what's the reason why you wear a talis for a tefillin? Malam v'kridish. You have to be malam v'kridish. So what's the Yisrael Adavah? The Yisrael Adavah is that even though tefillin's only chayim v'darabanan, still the order should be first you do talis, then after you go up and do tefillin. And the Chayim HaSakasha, those of you like, I'm sure familiar with Zvachim, listening, the Gemara says that something Tadir v'kridish, what goes first? The Gemara says, "V'dak klal, a mitzvah which is more kaddish is something that really goes first." So what's going on over here? All of a sudden we're saying, "Over here, no. Over here, we're going to do the talis and the tefillin because we're going to go malam v'kaddish. Normally, we have a more kaddish like a mitzvah. The mitzvah which is more kaddish goes before the other mitzvah." So the Berelacha answers the question. He says, "Malam v'kaddish ala odam kaddish. Start leilach madrega. Madrega, a person always has to be going up. And when you have two mitzvahs, one's more kaddish than the other one, so maybe." The mitzvah will go first, so much more Makudish. Over here, we're not dealing with that's a mitzvah, we're not dealing with the person, we're not the gavra. That the person should go out madriga, madriga, and first you do kisa yishal mitzvah, after we do tefillin, which is kesher yichud v'kedusha. And the sibas adavar is that we're handling with the person, the male going malam v'kedush, and that's the sibas adavar, why we're doing the talis first and then the tefillin. Kivega brings down two more reasons. He says, if you care, there's a male in tzitzis, he says that tzitzis is hekesh. To tag mitzvahs, it's matcha tayag, so there's a mila of tzitzis, the fact that it's tayag, that's the reason why maybe this via hagdama to tzitzis over tefillin. And another reason it brings down is because being that the talis is a mitzvah, which is tadir, you do more, or it's something which you do more, so tadir goes first, and therefore that's the reason why you do the talis before the tefillin. So because of the Seder Dvarim is talis and then tefillin. So this is when it gave administrations and Mishwar brings down. Therefore, you have to be careful that when you set up your talis bag with the tefillin to set up in a way that you're not going to be mavar al mitzvahs, and even that you're not going to be passing over mitzvahs. So, actually, Zorosh, the Nichol, Kisvim, Lamala, Kedei, Shal Yifka, Bam Tchila, because the Kala, Yim, Avian, Al Mitzvahs. Now, Yim, Avian, Al Mitzvahs, the Belacha brings down that it's sudden it's Dereisa. It's Mamasha, the Dereisa, and you have to be careful to set up that you're talis is on top and your tefillin's on the bottom, or they shouldn't be maver al midesef. I run into this problem sometimes, once in a while my kids do oversleep and they miss Shabbos and Yeshiva, so they take my tefillin. So they take the tefillin out of they take my tefillin, and basically when it comes back, the tefillin's on top of the talis, basically, that's what happens. When they don't take it and put it back in the talis on top, that's too much they ask for. The tefillin's on top of the talis. And so now what happens now? So we go next morning and go and get the shul and the tefillin's on top of the talis. So what do we do now? They take out the tefillin and the talis falls down to the bottom. And then they put the tefillin back on top of the kiss on top. So now we got the shul.
They're side by side.
But side by side, whatever, as long as you're not my relevant. But over here, the tefillin's on top of the talis, and the question is, what do we do now? So the luck is that if the tefillin's on top of the talis, you have to go ahead and put on the tefillin first, and then afterwards you put on the talis, because I'll say maybe on the mitzvahs, that'll be the halacha. But the halacha discusses that, let's say, it's a little embarrassing, you put on the tefillin for the talis, we're looking like, what's he doing? What's he doing? So maybe there's Indian of Kavod Abrius. So he brings down that he's Mesopic Eish Lachav is that. Why? Because Nishadim says that Eimer Biel Mitzvah is the Raisa. And in Simeon Gimel we said that Vatar is not Nichav and Kavod Abrius. Unless it's a Gnai Galdol. Mamash a Gnai Galdol. Then maybe about Kaponim over here just for a couple of seconds. Now it's just a Gnai Galdol. And then from that situation you put on the tefillin before the talis. Have you ever seen me put on my tefillin before the talis? Shouldn't learn any grace of my sarab. Shout out to the kids who are in my tefillin and tefillin on the top of the talis. Okay. So like upon him, another case of the Berelacha discusses, let's say sometimes somebody goes to the bathroom while davening and he takes off his talis and tefillin, and he puts the tefillin over here, and or he puts the talus over here, tefillin over there, and the first thing which he reaches is the talus. A lot of times it reaches the tefillin, sorry, the tefillin are in front of the talus, so then you have to put on the tefillin. Sometimes you take your tefillin, and you put the talus away, you put it on the tefillin, and you come back into the room, so now the tefillin is before the talus. I see, he took the talus away, put the tefillin away, he went to the bathroom, you come back, and you bump the tefillin first. So the Halacha discusses, do you say that's not primary Mevala Mitzvah, could be, it would just be a hemshech of the first Levisha, and it's not really going to be considered a problem? He says, no. The Charis is not like that. It says the Pashas is that if I come back and my tefillin's in front of my talus, see, the halacha is you would put on the tefillin in front of the talus. You have to make sure when you go to the bathroom to set up in a scenario that you're not gonna run into that issue. So what then also when you have to make sure that the talus is on top of the tefillin and you're not gonna be ma'aral. If they're side by side, it depends on like which one you reach first. It's the side by side, so it's totally, I guess, how, when you open up the talus bag, like, where your hand is. And if you go like that, and side by side, the tefillin's over here and the talus over here, so then I have to marvel on the tefillin to get to the talus. But, so, it's basically you have to just make sure that the talus is on top of the tefillin, therefore it's going to be okay. And what we discuss is, if somebody can't afford talus and tefillin, what do you do? That's in the gay, Baruch Hashem. But like upon him, the tefillin goes first. Why? Because tzitzis is just a mitzvah which to have dal kanfes. Only if you have dal kanfes, tefillin is a chuyva. And mishne mirichim mechal pashis. So a big one if avada tefillin is going to go before talis.
There's no problem of putting a talis on a tefillin because there's like
some
kodesh in the tefillin.
The what? If you and Mishwe discusses that if you can't afford it, you don't have to go machzal apsachim to go in and buy it. But he says, you same with the Sholach here. The back says, Unshe Gada, why? Because they, you're talking, if you borrow some mitzvahin, you're not going to become the mitzvah. Number one, if you borrow from a Gemach tefillin, any tefillin in the Gemach is not going to be so ideal, right? No one's giving their beautiful pairs of tefillin to Gemachim. So many times, they're not going to be so geschmack. But, oi, this is very, very important. He says, that sometimes the kasha is too cut in a gadol. If you meet this ratio, it's not, doesn't exactly fit in your head, it's not the right size. And this asal sakhani shakabe makbel alzeh, and tefillin with our shleb mekoimam or kilo, if they're shleb mekoimam, they kilo, they're in the kiss. And therefore, you have to make sure just to be the right size when a person's marking tefillin, you can run into problems. A case where another case you could put on tefillin before the talus is if you don't have the talus in front of you. So, even though you're supposed to. Therefore, there's no major maila of you know, the mitzvah is only probably if it's not in front of you. Rama says that mishu tefillin mizun biyadev. Even though we said there's a maila tefillin, the 3 miles you said, it's maila mekudesh. That's only if you have both of them in front of you. There's a kallah all times you have to wait. That you don't have to wait for the mitzvah, and therefore if you don't have the talis, just put on the tefillin. Sif beis is a halacha, which is a piece, so you're not picking up all of the Indian, which a lot of people are makbid on, but Mr. Spura likes to be makbid on. Somebody who's Zara Batal's Gadol, you should wear it, and you should put on tefillin b'beisa, you should go in your house, from your house with your tzitzis, muhtu b'tefillin b'beisa knesses, and then you should put on Batal's Gadol. This big Indian, gross Indian, leaving your house with tefillin on, and it's there's a gross Indian going like that. Arsene would say that Udin is Indian going back home also like that. Eilam Nagu. So Mr. Ru discusses so the Akamash Mizor says Indian Gadol. So what's the reason why people don't drink Bizmanaza? So there's 2 reasons. In Chosar it's Pasha Al Tagayim, we don't do such things. You know, on Matzi Nachav Rechayiv. So you know the goalistic mentality is the person should keep a low profile and not be in your face to the Gadol. I'm trying to keep as low as possible. I think it's a Hashkafa which seems to be forgotten a little bit. I'm being a little reminded we are in Gadol. And the lower profile we keep, the better it is. But Kapanim, therefore, you know, to walk around outside with your talus and tefillin. I remember in Seik or Shiva, when, like, after he used to like, come to davening, and then after he used to walk out of davening, so just like a time to hop and to speak to him, so I had to get a hold of him. But kids used to walk him out after davening, like, to speak to him and speak to him learning. But, like, as soon as, like, he got to the door, if, like, you were wearing your talus and tefillin, he wouldn't let you walk outside, even from, like, outside the building to his car, which is, like, 15 seconds behind Shiva. You wouldn't let you. Kabbalah, you don't walk aside, Talis, Tefillin, you're in Gullis, and you have to keep a low profile. So it gets a Chitzah, so they don't do it. It's because, you know, it's a Matzi Nachim, the Graham over there, therefore you don't do it. In Eretz Yisrael, I guess that would be that in our neighborhoods, if you know you're going to Akhmavais and Matinafais, there's a lot of garbage around. So then it's not a covet for the Tefillin, so therefore he says that maybe you shouldn't do it. And he says that when the garbage is around. So much of them soon, with the new garbages which they put on the ground, so not such a problem anymore. You know, the green monsters, so the garbage is all over the place, and they fill up, and out those underground things. So much of them soon, a couple of years.
You know, they get like all dirty, that's
not good. Oh, okay, it depends. I don't have my, but else
they
don't
have it. Right here.
Else they don't have them yet, right? Not that. So we have the ones on top. So that's the reason why you do it. But, very important, the Shavuot says, but you should still be mekayim the din. You should put in the chatzah b'sei kneses and then walk inside. So in other words, there's still inyan coming to shul, to the place where you're davening with the talis and tefillin. So much of the davening over here, you put on right outside and just right outside. You just walk right in with the talis, you know, with your tefillin, and you get the maila. If you're davening in, you know, wherever you're davening, and you're davening, what's that on davening?
Paggy.
And Paggy.
Up the downstairs.
But you know, yeah, you can go downstairs and then go upstairs with your downstairs with your thousand tefillin.
The chatzah doors, it's the chatzah and then go to the coffee room here.
Yeah, the coffee room also. It's supposed to be working into shul with your thousand tefillin.
Can you bury in?
He says, if you can't do that, so then pretty ass and cover the tefillin with a hat. But that's when he likes you to be shtag, he likes you to do it.
You can't put it on here and then walk out of it.
No, I don't want to do that. It says the minigalim is that they do the Taz Galda beforehand and they make a bracha, then they have to do the Rachel, and then they go to the Shofar. So give him a the Rachel was Masad the bracha is Ayoti Sova Safara, then he plant Fulan, and then made the bracha is Ayoti Sova Safara. Why could keep Shrach Haida bracha Zu Gamal Tfulan, which is called Per? My Simisper brings down the minig is not like that, he plant Fulan, Kovik is a Shacher, or afterwards, and Some people are didactic that the masters and tefillin when they make the bracha like this. But so far, but the minig is not right. They rush. So if that brings down a lacha, it seems to be very simple. Lacha, you have to have tefillin b'shas kriyishim b'lo tefillah. Very simple lacha. That a kaponim b'shas kriyishim b'lo tefillah. Even though Betz and Medina Gemara used to wear tefillin all day, but nowadays we're on gafnaki. Therefore, we're knowing that we only put on during davening. And why says kol kriyishim b'lo tefillah? Kilometers in shakav atzmoi. Why is the kshat only so decha and you're not kosher? Even though you have the yotza, a very mitzad echer. It's a very mitzad echer. Mara latzmi shen ritzah kam mitzah kash baruch hu. The evis shaker, the latzmi. So therefore, we're going to lavosh. So who are then we see after shem lekecha, push the shayav abbas Hashem. But also, otherwise, it's considered made as a shaker v'atzmi. Shabu says, only considered if you do it b'mezid, and mashinkin, if you don't have tefillin, or you have a derech, you don't have it, then it's going to... Don't miscreate Shabbos Manai because of it. So the big shahar is like this. Yeah, let's first start. We'll break the shahar into two different scenarios. We'll break it down into the Mangan of Ram Zman Kriyishma. Somebody wants to be Makan of Mangan of Zman Kriyishma. Oh God. And I can have to. I'm going to run to Fulham if you want to play into the Mangan of Zman Kriyishma. And then we'll speak about the Goyen Zman Kriyishma. Is there any limus chus to say without talis and without talis and tefillin. So I'm going to give him Mugger Runs on Krishma. Yeah, there's machlekes between Rishon Zamsil and maybe the Minigis we make all. Azoivai, we're not going to be machmer. Azoivai, we're not going to be machmer. Even though we're machmer, but on Krishma. Azoivai, I know you're doing out tonight. I'll speak as Krishma, you're doing out tonight, right? And the brachas of Zmana with Krishma. So now you're doing all the time. I feel like I'm going to run. So yeah, it's all. It's like the guy. And so I'll do it later on. So I say, Mike, you're some of your words from later on. And you have to be as a man. We're just going to cross all that and say, no, you mean maybe you should check a bat. So I said, Avada, you should go ahead and word fill in for the Mangan Ram Krishma. Avada, if you're not able to do it, Avada, say Krishma without it. Like the Shabbat says, do the Bakas on Krishma. It'll still be better to go ahead. Once you get to the Goyim, it's a little bit of more shvah. So there's a word from the Chizim Lublin. The Gemara says that if you say, Gemara Brachas at Tezvah, says if you say Krishma, it's like you brought a carbon below Nesachim. So he says that when you bring Nesachim, the Gemara says that you can bring the carbon today, you can bring Nesachim 10 days later. As long as you bring Nesachim later on, so it's a shtayach to the carbon. So he says, we're doing over here also. If I'm going to say Krishma later on with Talis and Tefillin, so it's not made a Shagabatsman. Because what's all Beis Shagav Asma? Beis Shagav Asma is I think I'm not doing it. If I'm planning on doing it later on, I'm going to do it later on. Just like I bring the carbon later on, then Sachem and Shteik the carbon. So it's over here, in as much as I'm going to be saying Kriya Shema later on, therefore that's not called Zavre Blayn Sachem, and therefore it's okay to do it. Are those Zochelok? Shem Kulgin are Zochelok? So it gets a lot of Maisa. So but again, we're going to wrong. We definitely have much more to be saying. Fine, more on maybe like the going. 2 ways of the Chizun and Blayn. The going. Look. Definitely, it's better to, you know, just be saying, Hishuenya, be davening Krishma with brachas and by the Zman of the Gain, but it's not, definitely much more lechachila to make sure you have
time. Bisamechan means to save that halftone.
What?
Bisamechan means which way? To save that halftone or to.
By what? By Mangan Ram? Yeah, much be some kind of say that Talson film because you have one, you can say during the Zman going, Zman Krishma, so Chiz Mangan Gain until you have his Chiz Mangan Gain. Fine. Now, it's a very, very important halacha, like we mentioned in the past, that nowadays we spend a lot of money on tefillin to get hidurim and tefillin, and tefillin, good pair now, it's going to cost, you know, probably, you know, $2,000, but, you know, they're very, very expensive, we have a lot of hidurim. There's one hidur, which you should do it. Which is pretty in the Seder. The Rach brings down that what's the reason why you have to have this kavana? He says, "Vahelacha lo yisay yedecha, matia toisham b'picha, b'yadcha chazecha tziecha." Ikar misik yuma tali b'kavana. There's a bizunda drush over here, the ikar misik yuma is tali in the kavana. Shechav iskim a mitzvah. And that's why over here there's a bizunda din to kavana. Zog to be gone, if I didn't have kavana, no. But the avid one is going to be yoitze, b'vaita, you're if you're being yoitz every day b'diavad, you might as well get a $200 pair of tefillin, so it's $2,000. If any, you're going for the b'diavad, and therefore one should be misrah. If you're running late, you're not going to have time to save for down, you know, for smash for that service. Say it after smash for at least. Try to have the kavana quickly, and at least, you know, say it afterwards to make sure that you have the proper kavana and the proper.
Should you say this whole lesson, or just think it, or?
Say the same. If you can think it, I mean, or you know, or say the same.
After
about 2 days, we still have it. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, it's like still.
Just pink. This is film and Mantia Tarsian Vitas. Nothing.
Chabas says no more kavanas than that. Fine. Chabas brings down that you want to make a bracha. So the minute you get inspired, you make one bracha. You make a bracha. Laniach tefillin. And then after the Sharesh, you don't make a bracha, and the bracha Shia goes on both of them. The Ramah brings down the Yeshayimim that you're able to make one bracha for. You're able to make one bracha for. Sorry, make Yeshayim bracha Sharesh on Mitzvah and Felicity Messiahim. Chain Pasha Minig Ben Ashkin is a Rakhashte brachas, that the Minig is to make two brachas. Bracha brings down that maybe as I did like this, let's make it tonight. That when I make a bracha Laniach, if the Lakh is like Shikhtas Rashi, so I don't want this bracha to go on the Sharesh. And therefore it's not going to part of the Sharesh. So, in other words, if you hold, in this bracha, you make one, we want two brachas. I have in mind that I don't want to be yoitz of this bracha to go another one, and therefore it's like, I have to sing, I have to make another bracha. So, as Thomas says, it's Heitzah. Then he brings down, Haitzchaim, also like Heitzah, says, Pimgadam says, don't do this. Why not? Why, what's wrong? It's a great, nice Heitzah getting out of all the problems. He says, because Tishalaga Adam has asked me the Fakik Achamin Yisrael is very important inside. Person should not be Rogal, the Fakik Achamin Yisrael. Achamin Yisrael always was made to brachas. So try to come up with like new 2020 Kunsum. It was a Minig Yisrael. Yeah. The Prima Gana says that's not something which is a good thing to do. Tevamatam al Acher. We are a little bit worried that maybe this bracha was not supposed to be made. Therefore, it's a good thing to say brachas kibud malchus along that. What's brachas kibud malchus along that? Brachas kibud malchus along that is something which the Gemara brings down in brachas, and something makes a bracha vatala. So you should say brach shem in order to. It's like some sakin is, like a kapara, it's a tshuva, and therefore it says it's good to say brachas kibud malchus along that. It's very, very interesting that if you make a bracha. And then we say Baruch Shem Kila, like, you know, we're doing Shuvah. So Avada Mishra says, it's a Ravcha the Milsa, Avada, that's something old, it's not really a Baruch Avatala. It's just the Ravcha the Milsa. On the small side, then we do it. The Minig Olam is that you don't make the Bracha out loud. Why? Because you make the Bracha out loud, being that it's not clear you have to make a Bracha, you can get yourself into a Val and Shal. Should he answer me? Should he not answer me? Therefore, the Minig is you can make the Bracha quietly, you shouldn't answer, shouldn't have to answer me. What happens if you do say it out loud and somebody does hear it? So the Lach is you do answer me. Even a Svardi would answer me, even though the Minig is not to make a Bracha. It says in Rishta's Vav that if you have even a suffix bracha, says any time in the world, even though maybe we say Shavuos Lahakal, when it comes to answering Amen, Avada we would say you would yes answer Amen, and if Halacha Maisa one would answer Amen. Shmuel says very careful. Make sure Mizor Moed Shalom Baruch Shem Akach Shalik Shavuos Shalosh. Be very careful to tighten the Shoresh in your head, Keroid and Meloikin, Hefsek and Bracha Lanacha, and your Bracha Vatala, because the Bracha is only Nigmar after you tighten it, and you have to make sure to tighten it before you say Baruch Shem, because if you tighten it, then the Lacha is, before you tighten it, it's going to be a problem. Let's say by mistake, the Seder Dhamma is put in the Shayyad, they put in the Shoresh, let's say, if you first were plugging the Shoresh, you picked up the Shoresh, right, you have a certain way, you have your Yadam Shoresh, and okay, the kids switched it around, stick your hand in, you take out the Shoresh. So now, what do you do now? So by the Talos, he said, what do you do? Pick the phone for the Talos, what do you do? Put in the phone. Over here, you don't do it. Why not? It's like the Mishnah Berurah, that it says, Kshatim Lois Edech, V'Tzvayis V'Ninecha, that the Pasuk says that there's a Seder Advam. You have to have the Shoyad and you have to Shoresh. Therefore, we're not going to be Marva out. We're not going to care about the Havaris HaMitzvah. And Havada, you're going to put on the Marva HaMitzvah to the Shoyad and then the Shoresh. Let's say by mistake you put it on. The Shoresh first and the Shoyad. So what do we do now? Do we quickly run and take off the Shoresh? Or do we quickly go ahead and put on the... We could go ahead and put in the Shayat. So Mishpura's Maskana is, this is Ayin Baralacha, but Maskana is the Maisa. It brings out, some say take it off, some say Maida Hava Hava, and the Maskana more is Maida Hava Hava, just hurry up and put in the Shayat as quickly as possible, and don't take off the Shoresh. There's also in the game when you take it off, you're tefillin. The reason why we have to take off the Shoresh first before the Shayat is Sintai Bechashvah. Because I've seen it sometimes that somebody, somebody wants to borrow somebody's tefillin. So, wants to borrow, so he has a tefillin shoresh, he borrowed for one person tefillin, and he's a righty, the guy's left, he's a righty, so goes to somebody else, he's going to borrow your tefillin shoyad. So, see, the guy just took off his tefillin shoyad to give it to him. Which that would be a mistake, because you're not supposed to have the tefillin shoresh on that tefillin shoyad, it's a seder doing the tefillin shoyad, tefillin shoresh, and if you're lending out your tefillin shoyad, take off first the tefillin shoyad, Tulan Shoresh before you do Tulan Shalayat. Chavis says, Yivarech Laniach Bekambis, Takas Ahev, Leib Patach, Laniach Tulan. Kol Mitzis and Varech Lem, Oiva Siyasin, you have to make a bracha, Oiva Siyasin. Oiva Siyasin means before you make the bracha, you have to go ahead and make it. If you make bracha Shayat, Acharon, but you shouldn't do it too early. These are common brachas. Do it beforehand, but not too early. Therefore, what's before and not too early by Tulan? He says, Tulan Shayat is you have to have it on you before you tighten it. The mitzvah is by the kshira, so you have it on you before you tighten it. And the shoresh is also you put on your head before you mahadik bereishai. That's going to be the zman, which the correct time to go ahead and make the bracha.
Tighten the
kshira. Now the chavis is very important. Now be mafsik between the shoresh, and if you're mafsik, then you're going to have to go ahead and make a. You have to make a bracha. It's fine to make two brachas. So the master, you're gonna have to go ahead and make a bracha. This is according to the Ashkenaz minhag. You make two brachas half a mafsik if I didn't make a bracha. But if you're mafsik, you have to make two brachas on the shoresh because you're mafsik, and therefore you know the betzim leniach is supposed to take both. Go on the island shoresh. If you're mafsik in between, you're gonna have to make two brachas. Which we discuss is other hafsekim. For example, just waiting around. He says also he says you now you shouldn't be mafsik b'shtika. You shouldn't wait around. Or then, even without Hesach Hadash, you shouldn't wait around. Even the Ram is Be'enav, There's like a whole language people have speaking after people watch. No, Shah, oh, well, you know. That also, you know, all those things are like, so that's like, that's, and just don't say words. that also we consider the hafzik. If you don't talk, you're not going to make another bracha, but about that we'll be considered the hafzik. The person discusses all these other things. Is a mutter to kiss your phone. When we take a shavuot, people kiss their phone. Is that considered the hafzik? Is a mutter to roll down your sleeve? So when they get kissing the phone, Rav Moshe Shuva says that, a maisa, that would not be a problem. Because that's just it's a davar katan, it's not really considered. It's not really considered such a problem, and therefore, Rav Moshe says it's not going to be considered a hafzik. It takes a second. Rolling down your sleeve, the paisim say, you shouldn't be rolling down and covering, putting your hand in and whatever. That's considered more of a maisa gadol. You should do it afterwards. After you put on the sharesh, then you put it on, and you should not go ahead and do it right away. You shouldn't go ahead and do it.
What about painting if you film the sharesh? If you realize there's spots.
If it's pasal, so then an echanami. If you need to do it, so then an echanami. Now let's see a kaz kedushin and baruchu in between. If you're a kaz kedushin and baruchu, if you do speak in between, so the mishmar Rama passes make two brachas. Brachas says that Kivager says that if you talk first, make brachas shoreish on mitzvahs, then be master shayad and mechazik the kasher make a brachal aniach, and it'll go on both of them. If somebody has Kaz Kedushin and Baruch in between, so Chabad says you do not be mafsik to answer Kaz Kedushin and Baruch. You should be quiet and listen to what they were saying, and you should not go ahead and be mafsik. If you were mafsik Kaz Kedushin and Baruch, mess up the bracha. You have to go ahead and make another bracha again. How many brachas do you make? It's interesting over here. Baruchah brings down a machlikas in Atzis Achayim and others, whether she make two brachas or one bracha, and it seems to be more psychic of the place like Atzis Achayim, that you say Kaddish, if you talk Stamazah, you make two brachas. If you say Kaddish Kaddish and Brachu, so therefore you should only make one bracha on Mitzvah Tefillin, and you should not go ahead and make two brachas. So what about a Chol HaMoed when you're not making a bracha and you're Kaddish Kaddish and Brachu in between? So still, even if you're not making a bracha, there's a brother of Kshat, and we see that place by Nach, it shouldn't be a hafzik, it should be right away. And Stamazah, you should not be making a hafzik. But if there's a Kaddish Kedushin Baruch Hu remains, so in that case you can be mikel to answer Kaddish Kedushin Baruch Hu remain, but afterwards move off Tefillin and out of its place and like put it on again. Like this, you have the Kshat Mosi Devil with Vezmei Necha, and you're putting it on without a Hefsek, and you put it on a Hefsek without stopping. Ramah brings down Yeshua's Kaddish Kedushin Baruch Hu, where does Zer show up to Agav? Yesh Kashi Lech Yad Shem Yosef Shresh Mu'umad. You're not going to do Yad sitting, Shresh Mu'umad. Yes, I'm not going to can't stand Mu'umad. The Minag's not going to both do it standing. Can you do it as Svartim? Do it, can you do it as Svartim? Do it sitting. Shem brings down, they want that Hanukkah Shayat Yem Yosef Brach Yem Mu'umad. It means that Rabbi says that me, and he says, therefore, he's a bracha nachash be ba'amida. Even according to the Goyin, says if he's a zayir, you could do it ba'amida if I don't change the minute. The Sfarim can do it, they do it sitting down. Now, there's a whole Shiloh. There's a right to go into Sfarim Shon, be differently than them. That's a basha that I scared to do. And definitely in that case, you should bring for sure, make sure you bring a talisman before you go inside, because that's a basha you do different than the minigama kumis. And the Mishra brings in. What? Or put on outside. Should we put on outside? The Knesset there brings down a Kalei Poiskin. If Kabbalah and Azir have a machlikas in the Gemara, so he says that you go back to the Gemara. Let's say the Bala Kabbalah are machmer more than the Gemara. So he says, Yesh Lachmer, it's okay to be machmer. It's okay to be machmer, but if the Gemara doesn't say anything about it, even if it's Kabbalah, I can't force you to know you get. Now, something which is not mentioning anything with the Poiskim, he says about the Kabbalah is Machriya, and if you have Machriya as a Poiskim, Kabbalah is Machriya. But anything which is a steer between Kabbalah and Nigla and Esther, then about there you go bust the Nigla and you don't go bust the Kabbalah. So if you basically give
them. I'll complain sometimes.
Well?
Is it good to do this again?
It's better than Aisha. I mean, I'm like Aisha and the Minig. I start them to see where they are. I start them to do it other way around. So, as I'm Ashiya, it'll be okay. Mechavit Sifi Gimel discusses Benigaya. If the tefillin, if you took it off, So it says that. But tefillin a lot of times during the day, you have to make a bracha each time. No matter the place, you have to make a bracha. Or then if you put out the hadassah right away, mechayar pesach to make a bracha. Remember being zayin yeshem shalat bracha. Remember the vachin doig. It's similar to what we added by Hilchos Tzitzis. The Chabad always make brachas whenever there's some type of like shina or asana das. The Rama says you only make a bracha, and whenever you have das to put it on, you're not going to go ahead and make a bracha. And even though you took it off also, and as long as you have das to put it on, then you would not have to make a bracha. The one exception, Mishwui discusses, is to go to the bathroom with them. You go to the bathroom, even though you have das to put it on back on, being it's in a place where I can't go into the bathroom with it, well, who I did in person is Chutz Fil in order to Mafiach. Which also the point for us, which means in that case you have to go and make a bracha, because being that it's a matzah that you're not able to wear the tefillin, so the vedeska to the hasachadas, you have to go ahead and make a bracha. Because the richas about also comes out that if you're going to the bathroom, you'd have to go and make a bracha. There is a discussion in the gauges of meraglayim whether you're allowed to go to the bathroom when you're just going in for meraglayim. Otherwise, if it's a place which is just miyuchad meraglayim, where you haven't, you have some shuls like that, that just have, and then. And if not, maybe a big grace of shy, we should go and make a bracha. But if you have a regular bathroom, which is, you know, in the place where the if you need a regular bathroom, nice, which smells, then whatever. Then about in that case, about the psakim shabuos, you would yes, go ahead and make a bracha.
Minigolago,
or I like people from Minigolago, but. If you go definitely for Gedolim, Shemek and Bracha, big time. If you go into the place where the whatever and it smells, I think, yeah, you should make a Bracha. Yeah, Shemek and Bracha. Might be a little bit to go with the place which they all the way in. You
know,
yeah, if it's open, I don't think you have to wait in line. You know, if it's, you know, everything's all full. Yeah, okay, that's where I'll start from next week. If it's a video.